pick up on this theme then of progression and development, because I'd love to hear your thoughts, Wesley, around middle management and the next generation of leaders. I know this was something that we spoke about recently at our global HRD forum as well, but I think it's fair to say from this conversation that there's a lot going on in the current environment that means that there's a very complex mix for leaders to manage. So there's deeper uncertainty. I mean, you mentioned earlier about volatility, ambiguity. I think leaders have underestimated how much global leadership challenges around organization restructure, inflation, interest rate rises, and supply chain disruption have really amplified. Now, I think that said, regional leaders have benefited from greater decentralization over the past 18 months or so, and they have seen an empowerment. But the shift, I think, from global into local within global MNCs, it has created a real need to invest in middle management. And as I mentioned, the mindset shift required as you step up into new and expanded roles, I think, can very easily be underestimated. So, Wesley, I'm really keen just to hear a bit more about your take on this topic. And perhaps if we also pick up on the theme of global leaders as well, because I know that's something that's been thrown about quite a lot over the past 2 years or so.
Yeah, look, well, a couple of things. I think one is that organizations, as they expand, that means that the local or regional offices become have far greater importance. And as you talked about decentralization, which means they have greater responsibility for performing at that regional or local level, which means they have to have a greater understanding of their market, their industry, the company, competitors, both, you know, current and direct and indirect and incoming. And so I think it's really important to be able to understand and analyze what's taking place at a political level, at an environmental level, social, technological, legal, all at the same time. And it's almost as if you're your own business, and therefore you can't necessarily rely on the global headquarters to provide you information. You need to understand that in the context of really having a keen understanding of what's taking place at the local level, so that in effect, you're informing a global headquarters about what's happening on the local level, and they can actually inform you on a global stage what's taking place as the business sits in a global, you know, environment. So you have to be able to manage both, but the main thing is to understand the importance of your role, almost like a business unto itself. And so it's less about, you know, kind of a small bird waiting to be fed by its mother. You actually need to be able to go and feed yourself. And from that context, I think it allows you to have a greater understanding and a greater influence as to what's taking place at the local level.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that analogy of the bird feeding its mother. I think that's one piece of advice then for all of those listening in as well. So building on that a bit more then, Wesley, what impact would you say that the potential shift in skills needed is having on succession planning across the region?
Yeah, look, sometimes it's difficult, you know, I looked after Fonterra's talent and organization development, and, you know, had 4,000 people that I was looking after across four different businesses in Australia and New Zealand. And so in the context of looking at succession planning, it was an ability to understand and recognize who was available. And I actually developed an initiative called Available to Offer, which is actually looking at people who had been in roles, performed very high, had high potential, but also been in their role for 2 years or two business cycles. But the idea was to let's, as a culture, start to move people around. So I've created this thing called Build by Move, which is around building internal capability and a leadership pipeline, bringing in great talent, but at a much smaller level. So about a ratio of 20% new and 80% homegrown leaders to provide a way to focus on this notion of healthy churn. But the most important piece of that was this idea of moving people around the business. So they didn't necessarily get promoted, but what they did do was they were involved in secondments or specific development focused projects or specific change projects. But the idea was to put them in different places where they could learn. So we moved, for example, a CFO from New Zealand to China to give this individual greater exposure and to develop some specific capabilities. But then that person came back and was able to take a senior role as opposed to a smaller role that he initiated from. So, you know, whether it be an international assignment, whatever, but the idea is to move people around within the business. So it may be a lateral move, but because you've gained specific experience, it allows you to move into a succession pipeline where now we can see the value of the experience that you've developed and we can apply that in different parts of the business. But the last thing I'll say, which I think was probably the most important, was to put as a part of people's performance review, this idea of having to identify talent that's not in your patch and to be able to promote them into another part of the business. So if you can imagine me as a managing director of a business unit, I was tasked with identifying talent from outside of my business, developing them, and ensuring that they were promoted into another business. So now you've made it part of my performance to develop people all around me that aren't necessarily in my patch, in my business. And other people were doing the same. So they were kind of identifying talent within my business and helping them to develop and promoting them outside. So this kind of whirlwind of talent development was quite ingenious. Because it allowed people to be involved all over the world, you know, through 17,500 people across about 150 countries. And that really changes the dynamics of developing people and allowing them to be known quantities across a large business and to be moved around in that way, which led to being put on a succession list.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, Wesley. There's so many themes there that we can pick up on.